Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had another exciting day today with the soybeans trading quite strong here, trading up about 18 cents in the front month and then 16 cents or so in March. If you go out to November 2014, which is the crop we'll plant this next spring, it was up 8 cents, 11.72 and a quarter. So really strong across the board there. Corn futures also finished the day positive, 3 to 5 cents higher. And they traded 2 cents lower earlier in the session. So we traded close 4 cents higher, and that was about 6 cents off the low. So that was a really good strong close here at the end of the day. Wheat futures, not so exciting, pretty weak, steady to maybe a couple cents higher to finish the day. This weather system that's moved across the southern plains has added plenty of moisture here. It should get us off to a good start come this spring as things begin to thaw out. But overall, the big news and big trade is anticipating tomorrow's USDA crop production and supply and demand report, which is expected to show a little bit a tightening ending stocks. But we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. And then other than that, the features of the export market. The export market remains strong with another big purchase overnight from China. So overall, things are positive today.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
That big USDA announcement of 290,000 metric tons of soybeans is what really kicked off the day to the top side. But then we have some follow-through support from the estimates on the USDA and world supply and demand report, which will be released tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Time. Here is a recap of what is expected. For the U.S. ending stocks 2013-14, we're looking for corn to be 1.871 billion bushels. That is lower than where we were last month. Soybeans, we're looking for 153 million bushels, down from 170 last month. And then wheat ending stocks here in the U.S., 540 million bushels is the average guess, down from 565. Now, looking at the world ending stocks for 13-14, now, it was a little bit bullish for corn at 163.3 million metric tons, down 1 million metric tons from November. Soybeans a little bit bearish, actually, at 71.6 million metric tons. November was 70.2, and wheat a touch bearish as well, looking for 179.1 million. Last month, or in November, we were at 178.5. Again, those numbers tomorrow morning, 11 a.m.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 17 cents at 131.60. January feeders were up 67 at 165.15. And December lean hogs were down 30 cents at 81.37. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat was down 1 3/4 cents at 703.5. Chicago December corn was up 4.5 cents at 428.5. And January soybeans were up 18.25 cents at 1343.75. March cotton was off 5 points at 80.36 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.